All right, joining me now in possibly the toughest job in the country is the new Chief Executive Officer of South African Airways, Mr. Viriyani Jagana. Good to speak to you, Viriyani.
Good afternoon, right? Good afternoon to the listeners, too.
You've literally just put your feet under the desk there, so I'm not going to go into too much detail about what you plan to do yet, but perhaps you can just start off with telling us your personal process that you're going to undertake as the leader of the organization to get a sense of what you need to do. Perhaps you can just explain how you're going to go about your job, and then obviously at some point in the future we'll have a much better idea from you as to what you need to do. But perhaps if you could just give us a little bit of a lead as to what you anticipate doing in the next few weeks and months as you get to know the airline.
Yes, no, thank you very much. One of the key things that's important is to realize that at FAA, there is a turnaround strategy that's been developed and is in place. So what I'm busy with now is to stress test some of the assumptions in the turnaround strategy to look at the roadmap for implementation. Obviously, one of the key elements of that is listening to people of SAA, making sure that I get their views. I also understand what their take is on the strategy. But most importantly, we have to develop a very clear execution framework to make sure that we can actually deliver on the plan. So far, stress testing the strategy that's in place, understanding the culture, listening to people's views inside SAA, and in the next couple of weeks, we'll be developing an execution model that will be inclusive to include all the people of SAA.
When do you plan on having that completed, Mr. Jagana?
Look, part of this is I would hope to have a bit more time to diagnose and study. It's a very big and a complex organization, and there are people here who have done a lot of work in this. So I'm hoping that within the first 100 days, I will have done the full diagnostics and develop an implementation plan, which I'll share with the stakeholders. Of course, the board will be very, very important. You also realize that the board has been reconstituted, and we still have to focus on that as well to make sure that they also understand the strategy. They are also part of it and lead it in terms of implementation and governance.
Okay. I think one of the key things, though, there's a number of things I kind of wrote down as priorities that you're going to have to deal with probably sooner rather than later. I imagine executive appointments is going to be up there. You've got a chief restructuring officer that's joined with you, but how many other key executive appointments are you hoping to fill in the coming months?
Yeah, so we already have a number of those roles out there in the advertised roles or portfolio. So four key roles that have been advertised, and we are doing interviews for roles like Chief Commercial Officer and then three other roles. So the big focus is to make sure that we stabilize the organization and bring capacity where necessary to execute on the plan, because only when people when you have strong capabilities inside that you can execute on the plan. So we're focusing on filling vacancies, stabilizing the organization. But the big part of it is really focused on it's going to be on liquidity, cash flow management to bring back liquidity in the business.
Have you had the chance yet to meet with any of your funders or any of the banks that extend credit to the airline yet?
I'm only seeing them next week. So I'm meeting the lenders next week, yeah.
Okay, great. I think one of the other key objectives I think that you've probably been tasked with is finding a strategic equity partner. I imagine that would probably take a backseat for a little while you stress test the turnaround plan and make those executive appointments. But would that be something that you'd be looking at perhaps in the new year?
Yeah, well, I mean, the minister did make a pronouncement during the medium-term budget policy statement around the decision about strategic equity partner for SAA. But obviously, the big focus is really bring the business back into shape as quick as possible. So, and then look at the issues of consolidation of the state aviation assets, including SAA Express. And as part of the roadmap, then the board will then consider and make a decision about what it means to bring a strategic equity partner. So there's there's a bit of a runway we have to take before we get there. The big ticket item today is really to start focusing on stemming the losses. We have a number of initiatives that are in the turnaround strategy that I have to execute on.
Okay, great. You're obviously a man that enjoys the challenge. I mean, you had a very successful career at Vodacom. What are the specific reasons that you've taken this job?
Look, I think many people have asked this question, and others have written to me open letters, which I really appreciate. I think South Africans will realize that SAA is a flag carrier, is almost like an embassy in the sky. So I've indicated earlier on that when South Africans travel globally, myself included, when I'm away for more than 2 weeks, when I get back to Heathrow or any of the airports internationally, I feel and I see the tail. I feel like I'm home away from home. So that's the power of the brand. That's the sentimental value. So when you have a situation where an asset like that, strategic asset for the country, is having difficulties and there's a call up for any of us to join, we should not sit in the comfort of the private sector. When we're being called up to join, we should come and join and be part of the team that are going to save the asset. And that's what I've done.
Okay, great. In particular, what skills do you think you're going to bring? You're bringing to the table for SAA and the country?
A very strong business skills, a very strong commercial execution capability. And I come from a technology background. I have a deep appreciation of technology. So where commercial technology intersect, then that's what I'm going to be able to bring to the table. But also the skills to engage people, because at the end of the day, it's going to be how we work with the rest of the people, rest of the stakeholders here to deliver on the turnaround strategy. It's about people. It's about trade-offs that needs to be made. It's about being clear and resolute about executing on the plan. So I bring a very strong capability to execute on projects.
Okay, great. Have you joined as a permanent employee, or do you have a contract with SAA? And if it's the latter, how long is that contract for?
So I've joined an NFIT contract, yeah.
Okay, great. Well, Mr. Jehana, I wish you all the best of luck in the role, and we look forward to being with you in the future as you develop those plans and hopefully execute them to everyone's benefit.
Thank you very much, and thanks for having me.
That was the new incoming CEO of South African Airways, Mr. Vuyani Jehana.